continued to try to influence politics from his home in New York, where he died unexpectedly in his sleep at age 60. One public official observed, "Death had to take Roosevelt sleeping, for if he had been awake, there would have been a fight." I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Catalan government in Spain says the jihadist cell, which carried out twin vehicle attacks in Barcelona and a seaside town, has been neutralized, even though one of the attackers remains on the run. At least 14 people were killed, more than 100 injured in the attacks, in which vehicles were used to plow into pedestrians in Barcelona and in the community of Cambrils, both attacks claimed by the Islamic State. Deakin University's Greg Barton tells VOA Europe is facing a crisis.
The Polo car the attackers were using in Cambrils was sighted in Paris. France has literally 10 times more foreign terror fighters going out than Spain. But Spain's seen a very large number of arrests, at least 173 in the last 4 years, and that might be one reason why we've not seen a successful jihadi terror attack in Spain. Since 2004 up until, of course, the Barcelona attack.
Police suspect that at least 12 people have involvement in the attacks, many of them Moroccan. President Trump will outline the United States' path forward in Afghanistan in a speech tonight. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said Mr. Trump has made a decision on the new strategy. He didn't give details. U.S. military leadership has been waiting for word from the president on a proposal to send nearly 4,000 more American troops to Afghanistan. Nearly 500 bodies have been recovered from last week's mudslides and flooding in Sierra Leone in one of Africa's worst natural disasters in years. Churches across the country held special services to remember the victims of the disaster. Hundreds of bodies were buried near the site of a mass burial for thousands of victims of the Ebola crisis between 2014 and 2016. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's First Lady Grace Mugabe returned home on Sunday from South Africa, where she had been accused of assaulting a model. South Africa's international relations minister granted the First Lady diplomatic immunity Sunday, negating a red alert that had been issued at the South African border to prevent her from leaving the country. Zimbabwe scholar David Moore of the University of Johannesburg on why South Africa is allowing Mugabe to leave the country.
If Grace Mugabe is disgraced through this this event in South Africa, you'd have a very unpopular leader of a party, and a very temporary leader because she's volatile, as we can see. So that would lead to more uncertainty on the borders of South Africa.
He said South Africa's government is in a difficult situation, in part because Grace Mugabe positioned herself to be her aging, ailing husband's successor. Iraqis launched a military operation Sunday to retake Talafer, a town west of Mosul, from the Islamic State militants. In a televised announcement of the offensive, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi told the occupiers, "You either surrender or die." Iraq and U.S. military officials estimate about 2,000 IS militants are holed up in Talafer. Coalition forces had increased airstrikes on the town ahead of the ground assault, forcing thousands of civilians to flee. Talafer is one of the last Iraqi areas held by IS following the July liberation of Mosul, about 80 kilometers to the east. 10 American sailors are reported missing, 5 others injured after the U.S. Navy destroyer, the USS John S. McCain, collided with a merchant ship east of Singapore. Guided missile destroyer collided with a Liberian flagged ship, and the U.S. Navy was heading to Singapore for a